So we're all ready to go, Nikita, whenever you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nick. And thank you, everyone, for coming out today or joining us on the Zoom. We really appreciate it. So the exact time right now is 4:03 p.m., and I'm calling to order the October 13th hearing, the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission hearing. Present today is Sharon Keeley, Kirsten Hoffman, and Helen Pillsbury, as well as myself, Nikita Burns, and staff member Nicholas Armada. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the October 13th, 2022 amendment extending the suspension of the provision until March 31st, 2023. We are conducting these meetings online to ensure the public access to deliberations of the district commission. The public may access this call through the telephone and video conferencing. The hearing is being recorded. All further conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in the attendance until the hearing has adjourned. Are there any media or elected officials currently present?
No media or elected officials.
Great. And the public, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. At the end of the discussions. And we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. The first item on the agenda is application 230184 for design review. It is for 1761 Commonwealth Avenue. And the proposed work is to demolish and rebuild the front stoop and rails. Are there any recusals from the commission?
No.
Hearing none, members of the public are again asked to hold your comment until the end. And I'm going to hand it over to the presenter to show us what's there.
All right, Mario, you're up. Mario, are you there? I see him in there. I'm going to ask him, see if he can unmute. I have a feeling he's dialing in. Going to send them a chat real quick. Just chatting with them in there, seeing what's going on.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so my apologies. Weird thing is I'm on my phone as well, and I just have it to be able to just see it. But okay, I don't know why it's not working on the phone aspect. But yes, we are just trying to, we're applying to just do a basic reno for the front footsteps of this location. And yes, yep. Just beat up and really wear down. We wanted to still follow the same designs, but we wanted to just switch up the railings. We understand it's a historic building, so we just want to follow the right procedures.
And Mario, this is what this example is what you want to rebuild.
Yes. Yes.
All right, and this is not the property. This is an adjacent property, correct?
Yes, it's within I believe a neighboring
Yep. Okay. All right. So, and then the dimensions of the deck will be the same. You're just proposing to change the rail and the steps to a granite face, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Mario, I'm assuming you're proposing to change these rails because they're not code compliant in terms of the height. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How high are the rails in terms of the code compliance? I know code compliant rails need to be 42 inches tall. Is that correct?
Yes. So I believe currently right now we're going to follow the same step one right there. I don't have the current dimensions. I have someone else online. Francisco, do you have that, the current height? Yes, they're going to be within the 42 inch range.
But do you know the existing height of the existing rails?
I don't at this very moment, but I can okay. get that information for you.
I don't think it'll be necessary. Okay. So commissioners, again, this is the proposal. Pretty straightforward. I do want to remind you just on the record that we did recently approve a front stoop replacement for a similar property. And I'll bring at 19 Wallingford Road. 19 Wallingford Road is the same exact architecture. It's just on a different block. And let me bring that up here. Now, the only difference between this property and 19 Wallingford Road is that 19 Wallingford does not have its original railings and balusters on the property. This one does. So you can see here that we did approve a rail. Oh, sorry. Let me get to this screen here. Sorry about that. Let's see. Here we go. So this is 19 Wallingford Road. Again, same exact architecture style, just a couple buildings down. You can see that Google Street View is a little wonky here. You can see that we did approve the replacement of the face of the front stoop, very similarly to how Mario is proposing to rebuild a 1761 stoop. There is a precedent there. And I'll hand this over to you after this, but the discussion will need to be had in terms of how or if we can retain the existing railings on the front, including the posts that are seen on the front of this property. So with that, happy to answer any questions. Mario's here to answer any questions, and I'll hand it over to you, commissioners.
Okay. Mr. Fuentes, I have a question on the proposed new work. It showed that you had side steps in addition to the front steps. Did I see that correctly?
Let me see if I can pull up the picture. I'm sorry.
I'll go back to it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Francisco, ¿verdad que no tiene los steps ahí, verdad? So you were saying these side steps, because that was from another side location compared.
Yes.
Yeah, that was not going to be any side steps there.
You're not adding side steps to that. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Now, commissioners, let's have a discussion about the actual railings here. So this is a common issue that we have with historic properties. The railings that were installed likely when the building was originally built around the beginning of the 20th century, building codes have changed over time. Now they're much more strict for height of railings. This is an issue that we see in all of our districts where the applicant is looking to make the rail code compliant. It's staff recommendations that we do permit the rails to be altered to be code compliant, but staff feels that we can install a very simple metal rail behind the existing in order to make that code compliant. And I'm assuming it has to do with height, because it doesn't look like the spacing in between each of the balusters are not against the existing code, from my understanding. So commissioners, what do you think about this?
Nick, could you put the existing conditions photo back up?
Of course. Yep.
Thank you.
There you go.
So could the proponent explain a little more you're looking to just completely remove the existing railings and the existing front portico area and just
yes, and still having the same exact not changing or adding any steps, just having it as it was, but just changing the railings, because the railings are starting to pretty much crumble and in a bad condition. It's never been repaired in any way, as the steps are getting cracked. There's just a lot of damage on the other side. I don't know if I had uploaded another picture here that you can see too well, but it's just been beaten up throughout many years.
Right. And we can see the wear on the steps, and I, you know, I agree that probably needs to do some replacement there. But in terms of the original balustrades, I mean, I think that that would be important to retain as an original characteristic. The property around 19 Wallingford already did not have the original balustrades. I think there was a different iron fence that was railing that they replaced an existing non-original iron railing with the one that we approved. So, I mean, I would like to see the proponent investigate, like, restoring the balustrades. And if it's required, I guess what you're saying, Nick, is across the front of the porch, they might require to have a railing?
So it's my understanding that in order to make these code compliant, they will need to be raised to 42 inches.
The ones along the steps.
No, the entire porch.
The entire porch.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a couple options that we can do here. We can have each individual baluster raised, or we can request that the applicant install a simple metal rail behind the existing rail. You know, there are a number of different things that we can do here. Yeah.
Nick, can you walk that street? You know, just so I can kind of take a look at all of those properties.
Can you see Google Street View right now?
Yeah,
I can.
Okay. So we'll do a quick walkthrough here, the wonders of modern technology. We'll see that there are a number of different variations of the steps that have been altered over the years, and be mindful that the district has only been formed for about 22 years now. So some changes have happened prior to the district being formed. But here's a beautiful example of an intact one. We have another one here. This one looks like it uses breeze blocks, obviously not original. These options have removed their balusters altogether for another simple metal rail. This one it looks like it's wood.
I think, based off just some experience, if I can just add my couple cents, I think it really depends on how well they preserve or they see the columns, and how, because I see some locations will completely remove it and add, you know, the railings, the black railings, or the metal railings, and then sometimes they will keep the existing columns and add on the railing from there, from what I've seen, especially driving within that area. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question about the code compliance? I don't, and this might be out of your area, but the existing, usually like an existing element is allowed to remain, but then when you're replacing it, it has to be code compliant. But if they were not removing those balustrades, would they have to, and just redoing the steps and the railing along the steps, would that balustrade not be allowed to be kind of remaining as an existing condition,
without adding
an additional railing behind it,
as a legacy feature? Element. Yes. So they do have the ability to be maintained, and then you can seek a variance for any violations of code because it is in a historic district, and most oftentimes those variances do get granted. I'm not going to comment on whether or not this one would be, but I do know from experience that you'd have to just seek a variance if you wanted to keep the existing code. Now, whether or not your insurance company would kind of step in and say this is required to be covered in our insurance, that I can't comment. I don't know. But that often does come up during these conversations.
Right. I mean, the safety issue to me seems to be with this handrails along the side of the steps. And I completely understand the need for that to be taller and the need for that to be, you know, to have to comply with code for that and allowing the replacement of the existing iron rail for the taller one. But the balustrade in front doesn't seem as much of a safety issue.
Right.
I have to agree with Helen on that. If one viable option is to seek a variance to the safety code, I would endorse that first before we start asking for an interior railing that raises it to the 42 inches height.
So something else to consider, they are proposing to replace the face of the front porch there, that could be an opportunity to add height I don't know. It's something to think about.
That yes. might interfere with the entrance, the door.
True.
Yeah.
All right, so we just did it. We just did a quick loop around as we had that conversation. So, yeah, you can see there's a number of different styles and alterations, but ultimately, it looks like the existing conditions of 1761 were the historic conditions.
Also, there are several places where the not the railings, but the portions that the railings are attached to.
The posts.
The ghosts, right. The posts. They seem to be repeated in several other addresses along there. And if that could be kept, that would, I think, really add to the positive appearance of it.
Okay, so you're saying leaving the posts or the column posts?
Leaving the columns, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then we can put up the fence on taking out the baluster portion and putting up the fence.
Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. That's not what I'm saying. Keep the posts and if at all possible, keep the balusters. But the railing to the steps down, that's clearly not original. And I would recommend replacing that. Along with the treads of the steps.
Okay. So give me one second, Francisco, were you able to catch that? Okay. Do you have anything that you would like to add to that? Is there anything else that you would like to add to that? Yeah, to be able to do to the column. Sorry, I'm not sure if you guys could hear. I have someone else with me.
Nope.
It's so weird because I have him on the line. He can hear you guys, but you just can't hear. So sorry.
Okay.
So in la parte. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he had been mentioning that the current existing railing size is 29 inches in height.
Hmm.
That was the issue, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a full 12 inches under current code.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm.
I realize that a variance is not guaranteed, but given a 12-inch difference in acceptable height, I would encourage Mr. Figueroa to pursue that first.
What do the other commissioners think?
I agree with, I think we should be looking at restoring as much as possible.
Yeah.
Especially the decorative elements of the balustrades and the posts. The steps are a little more utilitarian and obviously take a lot of wear. And so I can see the point of refacing them and using the granite on that. But the base, the basic elements, with the decorative elements, there are structural elements that also include decorative, characteristics. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to look into restoring that.
I'm in the same boat because we walked the street and we saw that there's not much consistency in terms of what these structures look like, and some of them look like this and some of them don't, and some but some of them do, and so I'm wondering if the variance can be sought, just so we can see where we stand with that. And then if it can be, then we work with that. And if it can't be, then we work with that issue. But I think that we should try to get that if possible.
And I think the point of retaining as many original elements, yeah, and the few properties that do have those original elements, retaining them to me is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it seems like we're leaning more towards the preservation and seeking a variance. You know, there are the current two metal handrails leading up to the stairs. Are we okay if those are replaced?
I think that's the safety issue. To me, that's the clear cut safety issue. Probably, I know from my own, dealing with my own building, probably an insurance requirement, because that's where someone really has to hold on. Someone with mobility issues, really the lower level just might not be adequate. So, I mean, to me, I feel like that's not even a choice. I feel like we have to allow that, because safety is, you know, important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And a requirement.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of the color of the stone that will be placed, it looks like Mario's kind of a lighter granite. Do we want to have a stone that would match more the cast stone seen below?
Or something? You know, I'm in favor of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's matching stone tones is a little difficult depending on which quarry they come from.
Yep.
If they can, yes, but I wouldn't hang the whole job on just that.
Should we make it, let me just bring up this picture here. So we could give the guidance that it matches the tone of 19 Wallingford.
As much as possible, yes.
Is that something you can send me, Nick? Or
yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Great. Any other questions, comments, or concerns, commissioners?
Well, one last one. The below the actual deck of the porch, do you propose to keep that as a solid solid wall?
Can you go back to that?
Yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part.
Do you propose to keep the portion supporting the deck as a solid wall? Because one of the other examples showed more balusters, but a slightly different design. And I think a solid wall would be most suitable given the other elements of this porch.
Yes, so from this portion right here, okay.
Yeah.
So we did want to keep things as much as original as possible and repair what is completely damaged from what was originally planned. Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. All right, Commissioner Nikita, do you want to read the public comment spiel?
Absolutely.
All right.
Give me one sec. So members of the public will now have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Also, please keep your comments related to the topic under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern, and public comment is now open.
Great. So I'm not seeing any other public comment, and I did not receive any public comments via email, so we can close the public comment portion of this application.
Great. So public comment is now closed. I will open it up to the vote. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I can try to make it. I'm not sure this will be coherent. I think what we're proposing is that we would allow the replacement of the existing railings to be replaced with a 42-inch railing that meets current code. That we would allow the reconstruction of the front stoop steps with a granite face. Is that what they're proposing?
Mm-hmm.
But that we're requesting. And actually, does that include like replacing that? I'm sorry to ask another question, but I can't think of the name of the side the side facing of the stairs, steps. Is that also?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that being replaced or, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Our goal was to leave that as base to, because I know we know of historic value. So we didn't want to change the major base.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's so sorry to get this kind of disjointed, but so we're talking about replacing those steps. Then we're talking about restoring the remainder of the portico and porch with the balustrades, that front area that seems to be concrete that Sharon had asked about, the kind of the base of the front balustrade. And if the applicant is, if because that doesn't currently need code, and because they're making a change to the railing here, that would trigger needing to also increase the height of that balustrade. Then we're proposing that the applicant seek a variance to allow that balustrade to remain in place without adding additional railing behind it. Did I cover everything?
One more tangent I'd like to add. Assuming that a code variance is not guaranteed, do we refer the further solution to the railing height to staff for final approval?
I would like to see it come back to the commission. I think it's too big a project to kind of figure out exactly what would be done.
All right.
If that's, we're not approved.
That's why I asked. Okay.
And then does anyone want to add an amendment about the color of the granite?
Oh,
yeah.
I'll add the amendment.
To match 19. Like
to 19 Wallingford Road. Yeah. The stone of 19 Wallingford Road as closely as possible. Does anybody have a second?
Can I ask one more question? I just want to clarify, the actual platform that's what you might call the porch, the open area, is that being replaced or is that staying as it is?
We're replacing that.
With the same materials as the steps?
Yes, yes.
But retaining those side walls that enclose the steps?
As much
the balustrades and the railing around, okay.
As much as possible, because like I said, I know that currently they're in very bad condition, and it's just trying to keep up with what we can do as much as possible.
All right, thank you. So in the motion, I mentioned this replacing the steps and with the granite facing, but I guess that also we should include in replacing the platform of the entrance. Porch.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Great. I second the motion. I will take a roll call. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. Sharon?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
And Nikita? Yay. Application 230104 has been approved with the provisos.
Great. Awesome. All right, Mario, I'll get you your approval tomorrow, and it'll lay out all of the details that you have to adhere to. And then if you have any questions, you just let me know, okay?
Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate
it.
Thanks, Mario.
Take care.
Thanks. You too. All right. So now we go on to the administrative review items. Quick meeting here. Which is just one item.
Yes. Let me just see real quick. Okay. So as we move on to the second item, which is the administrative review approval, it's application 230197 for 39 South Street. In its front, side, and rear facades, cutting 3/4 into the joints of the brick and repointed in kind, finished lintel, or I think that's the lintels, in sills, as needed to match the existing. We open this up to public comment.
Yes.
First, is any questions from the commission?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm sorry to do this. I know I always have questions about administrative review. Nick, can you just tell us what you mean by refinished lintels and sills as needed to match the existing?
Yeah, so 39 South Street, I believe they're stone lintels and sills, so they would they would use cast stone to repair them in kind.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. So we'll now open it up to public comment. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comments related to the topics under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. And public comment is now open.
There are no public comments for admin, so we can close public comment for the administrative review items.
Great. Public comment is now closed. We'll move on to the voting portion. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I motion to approve as stated.
Awesome. I'll second the motion and we'll take the roll call. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. Sharon?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
And Nikita Burns, yay. Application. One second. Application 230197 has been approved.
Awesome.
Now, go ahead.
Yes. So now we'll go to the advisory review. Thank you.
The advisory review is awesome. So, and that one does not have a vote, from my understanding, right?
There's no vote, right? Sam, you there?
I am, yes.
All right, so I'm going to bring up those photos you sent me, okay? All right, give me 1 second here. All right, Sam, do you want to explain what's going on here?
Sure. Thank you all for hearing this today for advisory. What we have is at 145 Sutherland, and this is a tale that I'm sure you all have heard a few times in the past and probably will hear many times in the future. Basement windows to be safe and to code to create egress in one basement window on this building here. 145 is the one to the left, which has the greenish copper corbels there. You can't really see the basement windows because they are behind the green bushes there. But we would need to bring one of the basement windows down 8 inches to make it, for life safety, to make it an egress window. It would not need a window well because the window is 16 inches above grade. And we actually only need 8 additional interior inches to bring it to 44, which is legal egress. As you can see, there's no windows on the left side of the building, and the right side of the building is a firewall with the building next door. You just have your windows there in the front. Here is a picture of one of these front basement windows. As you can see here, the top of the sill is 16 inches from grade. And Nick, if you want to show the other picture from the interior, you'll see the top of sill there is at 52 inches and we need to get down to 44. So it would be 8 inches, basically about 4 bricks down, which would still leave you 2 bricks over grade. So as I said before, a well would not be necessary, just bringing down the basement window, those 4 bricks. Now I know that, and Nick and I have discussed this, this is quite discouraged architecturally, and that's completely understandable. We want to preserve things the best that we can. So if you look back at the original picture of the building, we noticed that the windows are all SDLs, which are simulated divided light, cheap vinyl windows. And our proposal is to bring them back to TDLs, true divided light, black exterior with the architectural integrity in mind.
All right.
And that's it.
Anything else, Sam?
No. Okay. That's it for now.
Cool. So commissioners, as Sam already told you, he and I already had this conversation. The guidelines clearly lay out that, enlarging window openings is typically not allowed, but there are a couple different variables that I suggested Sam meet with you to see and get your thoughts on this. First being the vegetation in front. It's clearly a large hedge, so the majority of these windows would be obscured. We understand that that's not an item that should be considered, but it is a factor in this, so I'm just laying it out there. These vinyl windows here have been recently being the last 20 years, so they do still have some life on them. So Sam is willing to replace those with true divided lights. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Discuss anything in any options. But again, Sam and I did have a conversation about this typically not being allowed, and we have rejected people from with this in the past. So, interested to hear, give Sam some feedback direction forward.
Well, let me jump in here. There was a case perhaps 12 to 18 months ago on Wallingford Road where the owner was attempting to make the basement unit into livable space, and they enlarged the window and created a well. There was perhaps 8 feet between that and the sidewalk, and there was no foliage to obscure it. The owner was required to remove that enlarged window. With that background, assuming or provided that this is a similar case in that their attempt, the desire is to turn the basement unit into livable space, which seems to comply with the city's auxiliary dwelling unit plan that was introduced in the last year. If the shrubbery or the hedge were kept, then I could see making an exception in this case, but I'd like to hear what the other commissioners have to say.
Yeah. I mean, Sharon makes an important point. I think that we did review that case on Wallingford and did not allow them to. That was a case where it was a window in a series of row buildings that all had the same basic architecture. Mm-hmm. And so it would have been really prominent and discordant with the neighboring buildings. And we did not allow that. And so it's an important point to consider that.
I agree that it's important as well. But I mean, didn't they make a window well too?
They yes, did.
Right. Yeah. This this proposal doesn't have a well, right? Which is different. I think there's a difference there. Because that's what also made Wallingford really jarring, is that you have this big hole there that's not supposed to be in the ground, right? Okay. But I kind of hear that there's a trade-off here, right? Like, I don't want to miss out on this opportunity to get those windows back the way that they were supposed to be, you know? What are you all's thoughts on that?
May I ask the applicant. Is the reason for wanting to increase this window size because changing that basement into a living unit?
It's actually already illegal, and we would be bringing it to code.
Is it already a living unit?
There's already, well, it was at one time. There is a bathroom, remnants of a kitchen, some bedrooms and such. We would be fixing up the current unit that is existing in the basement and obviously bringing it to life safety code, including fire protection, fire alarm, and needing an egress window here.
So that is the point, that it's to make it residential space in that basement and to meet code for that.
Correct.
Sam, what's going on? I'm just noticing here, what's going on in this property? Are these windows already lowered?
Yeah, so there is a mix of various types of egress windows in the area. There are some window wells in several of these buildings. Some of them have units in the basement. Some of them have units that do not have egress windows. A lot of the older basement units, windows were left as they were. And, you know, code over the last 10 years or so has changed the, I think you used to be able to build steps on the interior that would, like, you could walk up to the window. That is at this point now forbidden. But yeah, you know, the city is really encouraging, you know, utilizing these open spaces, especially in areas like Alston Brighton, where there is this eminent need for additional housing. So it's really kind of, like I said, we were willing to give some as well and really present the TDLs, which would really change the whole facade of the front of this building to look significantly more original. And we thought that would be a really generous trade-off. But unfortunately, yeah, there's not many options for us because life safety is a very, stringent part of the building code today.
Yeah. And Sam, the real question here is, I think you could have, and I don't know this, so correct me if I'm wrong, but it's determining whether or not you have a one bedroom versus a two bedroom, right? Because you can have an egress at the rear. There is a second means of egress for the second bedroom that would be facing the rear. But what you're trying to do is do a two bedroom because you do need that second means of egress in the front as well. Is that correct?
Well, any bedroom needs an immediate egress. So right. It would be a bet. Yeah, it would be one bedroom would be in the front, correct?
So you could, in theory, without this approval, still make this a unit down there. It's just a factor of whether or not it be a one bedroom versus a two bedroom.
Yes. There, if we left everything as existing,
yep.
We could. I'm sorry, I got a barky dog.
That's all right.
We could essentially leave everything existing and be able to figure out a second means of egress from the back bedroom. Yes.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The you're proposed to leave two courses of brick if the window were enlarged.
Correct. If you go back to the front view, so we need to bring it down four bricks total. Mm-hmm. And the top of the, I don't know if you can see to the right of the top of the sill, you have you have two bricks there and then two bricks below. So the sill would lie on the on the third brick down, almost at grade is where the sill would lie.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Also, how far in, if we look at the larger property again, like how many windows are we talking here that could be possibly done over? Like, where does your, ownership end?
Is it the whole building, Sam?
This whole building, if to differentiate between the next door building, is that the question?
Yeah. Like, I'm just trying to understand where's
your building. So there's one, two, three, four. So there's five. It's farther. It's a little.
Oh.
I believe it's to the next doorway. Yes.
Oh, exactly. Really?
Oh, wow.
So the window proposed for egress is the basement window, which would be the second one in from the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I believe, 4 or 5 windows all in line with the windows above that you see there.
Yeah.
For the basement openings. And if the commission would like, we could go ahead and enlarge, you know, all of them to match. That would be certainly more comfortable as well. But I'm assuming the less the better. Aesthetically, I think it would look nice to do them all the 8 inches to grade. But the proposal is just one.
So is that other area is a basement area with like a furnace or other mechanicals or something that's not residential area? The other areas with windows that you're not proposing to enlarge?
No, that's actually also living area. It's just a bedroom specifically that needs an egress window. Mm-hmm. So you can have, you know, a living room, a dining room, a kitchen. But bedrooms in particular need direct access.
So just with the layout of the building, this is the only one that has a bedroom facing the front facade that needs that egress.
Correct.
You know, one thing that occurs to me, this is a row of buildings, even if it's a different owner, it's, you know, again, you have the issue of precedent that other building property owners may propose the same thing, although it looks like some of them may already have been enlarged, if I'm understanding the Google View photos.
Yeah, I'm looking at these right here, and I think if one of them made this one right here specifically, I don't know, it's hard to say based on these photos, but it's possible that it's been done.
Yeah.
As I said, there's, you know, in the area, there is a mix of different types of basement units. Some have windows that are not egressing to code. Some do have the window wells. It's just the area is certainly all over the place, and maybe some things were done to permit, maybe some things were done not to permit, et cetera.
So I'm hearing that this is not a no, a hard no. So, you know, we don't have to make a decision today because this is an advisory review, but commissioners, is that a safe assumption? It's not a hard no.
Well, certainly for me, Nick, but I always have a reservation about setting precedent because one of the characteristics of Aberdeen is that there are so many different styles of architecture, and opening up it can sometimes open up a can of worms because mm-hmm. there are so many different owners with different views of what's aesthetic or not. But basically, yes, I am in agreement with you that okay. It's not a hard no, but I really proceed cautiously.
Okay. And then, you know, we can have Sam check on some other things, like whether or not the windows on the other townhouses on this block have any enlargements there for in time when he submits a formal application. And then also he'll need to give us some window drawings for the formal application as well. So any other comments for Sam? Cool. All right, so Sam, you and I can work together. It's not a hard no like I was expecting. So it's a good thing. So we can discuss this further in time for the next hearing. And then you can come in with some more concrete plans and we can go from there. Okay.
Great. I really appreciate everyone's time this afternoon.
You're welcome, Mr. Silva.
All right. Hey, Sam, how's the other project going that you guys got approved for, that shingle style?
Oh, I wish I sent you a picture of it. Recent picture. Maybe I have one on my phone. Would you guys like to see what it looks like?
Yeah, I mean that's a great project. If you have a second, we'd love to see it. Maybe while you're looking for it, I can ask the commissioners to approve the meeting minutes.
Oh yeah, by all means,
sure.
Of course. Give me 1 sec. Okay. So, Would anybody like to make a motion for the ratification of? Oh, I think I closed it. No.
Would be the September 8th.
Thank you. The September 8th, 2022 public hearing minutes. I'll make a motion
to ratify it.
Okay, excellent. I'll second the motion. We'll do the roll call. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. Sharon?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
And Keita? Yay. The September 8th meeting minutes have been ratified.
Cool. All right. You find them, Sam?
Yeah, yes, yes, I found one for you guys. I'm going to email it to you right now.
All right, cool.
See if you get this.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, we were actually able to nicely preserve the really interesting balusters up top and also add that pergola that you guys approved there so that you guys can see all that.
Yeah, it's funny.
If it comes through.
Yeah. Here it is right there. 93 Williston. Let's see. I don't know if that one came through.
Let me try again.
Yeah, it doesn't look like you attached anything.
There we go. This one looks better.
Okay.
Guys will have to also pardon the appearance. We are still under construction, but don't mind the porta potties sticking out in front.
Fortunately, those aren't under our jurisdiction. Yeah. So I think you're in, yeah. Ah. Oh, wow. All right. Sorry to keep you guys in expense. In suspense. Oh, can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Yes.
Sam, that's some great work there. Check out this. I'm so glad we had these conversations about getting this stuff. With this window right here and this pole, that looks great, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, the hard part was this, those balusters that we wanted to preserve because somehow we figured out they were original. So,
yep,
we were actually able to construct. I mean, they were at again, like your other, like the other meeting that was earlier. I mean, sorry, the other hearing that was a little earlier. Those balusters were at 27 or 28 inches. So we were actually able to rebuild around them to get them elevated up to the 42 inches to code.
That's fascinating.
Refresh my memory on this one? Is this where we try to keep the cedar shingling? Yeah. Or?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I remember that. That was deep.
Yeah. And then it's funny. I was so confused about these rails, but I was after we approved this project, I was looking through some of my architecture books and I was able to find those rails patterns. So they are original. Right. And I'm so glad we saved them. And you know, to be honest, I'm really glad that Sam got a hold of this project because I got a couple calls requesting to tear this building down. So this is brilliant. So Sam, excellent work. We're so pleased to see that this property has been restored to its original grandeur. Yep. So
thank you so much, Sam. Right.
Awesome. Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for checking it out.
All right. So I'll stop there. So Sam, thanks for coming by. We'll be in touch and then I'll let you know how to move forward with official application on that.
Thanks so much for your time, project. Everyone.
Cool. Welcome. All right. Awesome. So commissioners, I do have a couple little things I just need to go over with you that I just wanted to run by you. So in terms of staff updates, there's a couple items on our agenda. So appointments, we are currently searching for reappointments for all of you. I did receive Sharon's. If you did not or do not want to, you don't have to, but we just need a renomination or your own nomination to be sent through. So if you can get a nomination from an appointing group in the neighborhood, by all means, get those. We did send out those letters earlier to all of the neighborhood groups. So get your renominations. It would be great to have all of you on the commission for another couple years. So I have Sharon's. but looking for everybody else because everybody else is expired. Kirsten, I think you go through the BOC, so you're fine there. So there's that element. And then the other thing is, Helen, I know you'll appreciate this. So I have a letter that we're getting ready to send to the entire community that talks about some of the guidelines that are frequently missed. And I'll show you that. So here is our, this will be going out to every single property in Aberdeen.
Oh, good.
So this will be a just a little handout just to remind you of what's going on here. So just some important things that we need to recognize, one being that you have to display your approval placard once you get your items approved. Then just telling the residents about some of the features in the district, meaning all features that are visible from a public street are regulated. Helen, this one I thought of you when I added this one here. Great. Removal of mature trees requires our approval. And then last but not least, window replacement must be approved by the commission. So this will be going out to every resident in the neighborhood. This basically, these languages right here are the top two languages that are spoken in the Aberdeen neighborhood that are not English. So we have Chinese as well as Spanish. And basically it says that this is just reminding you of your rights as a resident of the neighborhood and to give us a call if you need anything translated. So that'll be going out. I'm just getting a bid in terms of postage and printing, but so that's something that's being sent out
to
all of the community members. Yeah.
It's very fantastic. Can I ask like a pet peeve question?
Yeah.
The word mature.
Yeah. Right?
Like, is that up for debate? Like, what if I look at a tree and I'm like, well, it doesn't look old to me. You know what I mean? And it, you know what I mean? Like, is that's an interesting use of language.
So I'm hearing that maybe we should take out mature and just have trees.
Yeah. I mean, what if it's like, there's actually a tree that I haven't even sent you an info about, but it wasn't exactly huge, but it was a tree that was there for several years that got removed recently. I don't know. Like, what if it's sort of an in-between size tree? Is that okay to remove?
Well, according to the guidelines, no.
I think you should take out mature.
I should take out mature.
Good point.
Okay. Great. Cool. I will go ahead and do that.
Good point, Nikita.
Awesome. So that's that. Let's see, what else do I have to talk to you? And then a subcommittee for the final pieces of 3234 Orkney Road. We are we don't have to do it in person, we just need to do it via Zoom. And the remaining elements that are still outstanding are the actual cladding of the approved penthouse. Are there any particular dates and times in the next 2 weeks that you have available or you don't have available that I should not schedule it for?
Let me get my calendar.
Yeah, this would be for everybody. We would just need a quorum of three commissioners.
Would it probably be available pretty much any days. I think Mondays and Tuesdays might be more questionable for me, but you know, Wednesdays and Thursdays tend to work.
After work, Nikita?
Yeah.
Okay. So like maybe like after 5 or?
Yep. I could also, if it's just a Zoom, I can do a 4 o'clock too.
Okay.
If it's just a Zoom, 4 is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wednesday the 19th is not good for me if it's like after work.
Okay.
4 o'clock, maybe I could do.
Okay. All right. Sharon, what do you think?
I'm good at any day next week.
Okay. All right. And then Kirsten, we only need three.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Wednesday's not good for me because even with Zoom, I'll be in my office and I seem to have problems doing the Zoom even when I try to log onto the Wi-Fi in my office.
Okay.
So I'll say if it's earlier in the week, if we do it at 4, that works better for me than, you know, 5 o'clock.
All right. So Helen, you're saying Wednesday's a no.
Well, see, I'm in my office on Monday and Wednesday. So, okay.
So what about Thursday?
Thursday is good.
Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. Okie doke. So I'll send out a reminder to everybody so that we can get that together. And then, cool. All right, that's good to go. So awesome. That is all I had for you. So I guess all we would need is a motion to adjourn. And remember, we can do all in favor and you can all say aye. And as long as none of you say no, just a little time saver there. So
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second? Anyone second?
Did I hear a second?
Second.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hearing no no's, the meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. See you soon.
No problem. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.